Crypto Dad Giancarlo quits Wilkie Farr to advise crypto founders. Full-time J. Christopher Giancarlo, the former Commodity Futures Trading Commission chairman, known as Crypto Dad, has retired from Wilkie Farr and Gallagher after 6 years as senior counsel. He's not joining another firm. He is going independent, shifting into full-time crypto advisory, private investments, and policy work. Giancarlo announced the move on LinkedIn in April 2026, writing that, after 6 rewarding years helping Wilkie build one of the world's leading digital asset legal practices, it is time for my next chapter. What Giancarlo built at Wilkie. At Wilkie Farr, Giancarlo led the digital works practice, counseling crypto companies, token issuers, and fintech startups on regulatory strategy. The practice became one of the more prominent digital asset legal teams at a major U.S. law firm. Before that, he chaired the CFTC from 2017 to 2019, a period that saw the agency approve the first regulated Bitcoin futures contracts on CME and CBOE. His do-no-harm regulatory philosophy became a shorthand for the idea that crypto innovation should not be strangled by rules written for older financial instruments. That approach shaped how the CFTC has treated digital commodities ever since, and its influence is still visible in the Clarity Act debate playing out in the Senate right now. The new chapter Giancarlo's post-Wilkie focus breaks into 3 lanes. Strategic advisory. He plans to advise fintech and digital asset founders, CEOs and boards, on regulatory positioning, market structure, and policy risk. This is not a corporate law retainer, it is founder-level counsel from someone who sat in the regulator's chair. Private investments. Giancarlo is putting personal capital into crypto ventures. He has not disclosed specific portfolio companies, but his LinkedIn and public statements indicate he is writing checks, not just giving advice. The Digital Dollar Project. The nonprofit he co-founded continues to advocate for a U.S. central bank digital currency. Giancarlo has framed a well-designed digital dollar as a tool to promote U.S. values of privacy, free enterprise, and the rule of law, in competition with China's ECNY and other state-backed digital currencies. The project runs pilot programs and publishes policy research, a book and a bet on the next 4 years. Wiley is publishing Giancarlo's second book, Crypto Dad's New Adventures: The Path to Financial Freedom in the 21st Century, in October 2026. The first Crypto Dad book covered his time at the CFTC. The sequel chronicles crypto's evolution through Trump's second term, a period that has produced more regulatory movement in 18 months than the prior 4 years combined. The timing matters. The SEC and CFTC signed a joint MOU earlier this year. The CFTC's current chair, Brian Selig, has called the Clarity Act on the cusp of passage. And SEC Chair Atkins is circulating a dedicated crypto fundraising framework. Giancarlo is writing the history of a regulatory thaw he helped start. Why regulators keep crossing over Giancarlo is not the first former regulator to leave traditional practice for crypto. Jay Clayton, who chaired the SEC during the same period, joined crypto advisory boards after leaving government. Brian Brooks, who ran the OCC, became CEO of Binance US briefly, and later joined Hashnote. The pattern is consistent. Officials who spent years studying digital assets from the regulatory side conclude that the opportunity is on the building side. What makes Giancarlo's move different is scope. He is not taking a single board seat or executive role. He is setting up as an independent operator across advisory, investing, nonprofit, and publishing. That is a bet that crypto's policy window will stay open long enough for all 4 lanes to matter.